Hello everyone, welcome to Bookish Ramblings episode 8. Today, nothing super special is going on. I'm just going to ramble about some books today, some books that I've read recently, bought recently, and just kind of see what happens with the show. I don't really have much beyond that planned, so let's just get started and just see where this takes us. Alright, so I have my Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee here with me that I got for free for having to wait so long for the coffee that I actually bought when I was there the other day, and it makes me very happy. And I've got Reliant K playing in the background, so I'm ready to go. Guys, I have been on like a book shopping like extravaganza lately. I've just been buying so many books that they're just building up on my shelves. I am completely running out of space, but I'm finding ways to pack them in there and fit more in there because I keep, even when I'm not looking, I just keep finding books that I can't resist buying. I mean, I had been going, went to Barnes & Noble, bought some stuff with the gift card I had, like ordering books online from thriftbooks.com, going to thrift stores, just buying books. And I was finally just like, okay, I told my mom, I was like, I'm not buying another single book until The Orphan's Wish comes out next month in June, it coming out. And I was like, that's going to be the next book I buy. I'm not going to buy any more until then. And I was serious. Like, I didn't even need, cause I just had so many books and I was, you know, couldn't read them fast enough. And I went to Goodwill yesterday, and I kid you not, there was almost like an entire book series that I've been wanting. I just kept finding them, and I swear, like, it was almost the entire series. There was 7 books, and I was just like, how can I resist? So I got them, and now I have them, and I'm really glad that I got them. I'm glad I found them. I'm just like, I don't know. This stuff happens. I plan on not buying any more books, and then just like the certain books come out, and I'm like, I've been wanting this, and I have to buy it. So now I have it, and it looks very nice on my shelf. But I'm saying this again. I was about to say this is all I'm buying until next month when The Orphan's Wish comes out, but that's not true because I have a coupon from Barnes & Noble for 15% off one full price item. So it expires tomorrow, so I'm planning on going to Barnes & Noble tomorrow and getting something. There are something that I have in mind. There's like these collector's edition leather bound novels that they have there. And I plan to get either Sherlock Holmes or Anne of Green Gables because they're really cute and they're only $10. So it's not that much, right? And after I get that, I swear I'm not buying anything else, any books, until next month. So anyway, the book buying struggle is real, you guys. I have such a hard time. I'm sorry. Honestly though, I've been, you know, like shopping wisely for books because I only get like used books or books that are like a good deal and that sort of thing. I haven't been buying these books brand new, otherwise I would have spent like $100 by now. But between like you know, thriftbooks.com is, you know, cheap, or getting them at thrift stores is pretty cheap depending on which thrift store you go to, and like the used bookstore that I like to go to is like closing down, which is a travesty in itself, and I can't talk about it at the moment because I would just be getting all off track. Anyway, they're closing down, so they're having like this sale on books. It was like buy one get one free, plus I have store credit, so I was getting half off the books already, so I was getting them really cheap anyway. So, you know, I'm not spending like a ton of money. It's just like I think I need to take a little break. I need to practice some self-control and not spend so much money. I need to take a little break from spending on books. That's just what I'm trying to say. Anyway, I've talked enough about my book buying weaknesses, so I'm just gonna go ahead and move on to something else. Okay, like I said, I'm I've just been buying way too many books, so this isn't going to be a book haul or anything that would take forever, because I have so many new books. But I just kind of want to talk a little bit about what I've been reading lately, some of the better stuff. So I told you guys that I got the rest of the Left Behind kids series a few months back, and I was really excited about it, and that now I was going to finally reread the entire series all the way through. I got to book 5, and I'm like just a few chapters into book 5 and decided to take a break from it because I had been reading just one book after the other, and I had so many other unread books that there were just a lot of others I was really wanting to read. So I've taken a break from the series, but and I kind of forgot about it, honestly, but after I read a good portion, at least, of all of these new books that I've never read before, I'll eventually get back to this series, because it's a really great series, and I recommend it to anyone who hasn't read it yet. Yeah, so, there's that. And I read recently A Fool and His Monet by Sandra Orchard, which is, Serena Jones Mystery Book 1, and I've been wanting to read this book for a really long time, because, honestly, I love, like, there's so many, like, murder mystery shows on TV, and I've always really liked those kind of shows. I love mysteries, and there's so many shows, and I love them, but for some reason, I have the hardest time finding mysteries in book form that I actually enjoy, and, like, criminal suspense kind of things. Like, I hardly ever find one that I like, and most of the time, even if I like it, it's just, it was okay, but it wasn't really that great. And I've read so many different ones by, like, Lynette Eason, and Diane Mills, I think her name is, and Dee Henderson and stuff, and I just couldn't really find any that I liked. But I was really wanting to read Sandra Orchard's Serena Jones mystery because they're supposed to be kind of like funny and stuff, so I don't know, I really like funny books, and so I really wanted to read these, and I really liked the titles of them, like A Fool and His Monet, instead of A Fool and His Money. It's talking about Monet, like, painting, or the painter, and there's, like, Over My Dead Body, and I don't know, I liked the titles that she gave them and the cover art and everything, so I just really wanted to read these. I finally read the first book, and I really liked it. It's probably my favorite mystery that I've ever read, honestly, so, if you haven't read this book, I would suggest reading it, and I am looking forward to reading the other two books in the series when I can. Another book that I got recently is Chosen by Ted Dekker. It's the first book in the Lost Books series. I think there's like, as far as I know, there's like kind of two versions of this. There's like an adult series, and then this is like the younger kids slash teen series or whatever, I don't really know. But it's like supposed to be kind of like the same story but for like a different age group or something. Not the same story, but you know what I'm talking about. I've never read anything by Ted Dekker before. I actually had, I think I had like the second book, Infidel, by him of this series like years and years ago, and I never ended up reading it. And I've never read any of his books, but I watched this booktuber that I like to watch, and she loves his books and was talking about the Circle series and this, the Lost Book series and everything, and how good they were. And I found this at the used bookstore, and so I grabbed it. I haven't read it yet. I keep forgetting about it. But I have a feeling I'm going to really like it, so we'll see. If you've ever read any of Ted Dekker's books, you know, call in, let me know what you think. Or about any of these books, if I ever talk about anything and you have anything to say on it, feel free to call in. I'd love to have a bookish conversation with you and know your thoughts on the different books that I talk about. The next book is, I don't know about you guys, but I have heard so much about the Christy Miller series by Robin Jones Gunn. This is, like, within the Christian book community I'm talking about. I've heard a lot of this series. I had never even heard of it. I hadn't ever read any of it. But I kept hearing, this book kept popping up, and I kept hearing really good things about it, and people would recommend it to me saying what a good series it was, and that they loved it. So I finally got one from Thrift Books. I ordered it. I got the collection. It's got books 1 through 3 in it. It's hardback. Collection number one. I've gotten through like part one, book one of this collection. There's like 2 more in it. And I took a break because I'm kind of having a hard time with this book. So far, I am not a Christy Miller fan, and I'm not going to say very much on this because I haven't actually finished the entire book yet, but I don't know about this one. That's all I'm going to say. When I actually finish this, I might have to rant if it continues to go the way that it is. We'll see. But so far, I do not see what other people seem to see in this book. And there's like a bunch of other books too, so I don't know. Anyway, next book. So there's another book that I've been hearing a whole lot about called A Time to Die by Nadine Brandy. I don't know how to say her last name. Brandes, I don't know. Anyway, it's like a dystopian. And I love dystopian books. They're like some of my favorites. So I've been wanting to read this for a long time. I got notified on Thrift Books that it was available for like $7 and something. And normally I don't spend that much on a used book, but it was like the first one to come available in a really long time. And it said it was in good condition. So I ordered it. I was really excited for it to get here. When it finally arrived, I tore open the package in excited anticipation, and there was a book in the package that I had never seen or heard of before. So I was just like, what the heck is this? It was Firebird by Kathy Tiers. I don't know how to say her last name. Tiers. I have never heard of this book. I've never even seen it before. I was like, I don't know. Somehow this book got mixed up with A Time to Die by Nadine Brands, and I got sent this one instead. And this was like labeled as that different book because when I went back online, there are no other of those A Time to Die books. This was labeled as it. So when I ordered this one, there's no more of the other ones left. So Thrift Books just sent me my money back, told me to keep this book. So I was really disappointed because I still don't get to read A Time to Die. One of these days I'll find it. Maybe I'll have to buy it new. But we'll see. It turns out that this book, Firebird, is actually written by a Christian author. So I'm going to give it a try and see. It might be good. I don't know. Like I said, I've never even heard of it. So if you've ever read this book or heard of it, you can let me know if it's going to be any good or not. I don't know. Okay, so I have never really been super into reading classics. I mean, I read classics as far as like Anne of Green Gables and like Where the Red Fern Grows. I mean, I will read stuff like that, but it's not super old as far as I know. When I'm talking about classics, I'm talking about like Shakespeare and Dickens and Jane Austen and that sort of thing. I've never really been into reading those sorts of books. But I've always wanted to. There's some like really well-known, you know, stories that I've tried to read. Like I tried to read Treasure Island one time by that Stevenson guy, and I got like halfway through it, if even that, and just could not go on, and I just was not into it, and I had a hard time following conversations because of the way the characters talked and everything, and I was just like, I just couldn't, so that one never got finished. But there's other books that I've, like, always wanted to try. Like, I've always wanted to try, like, something by Charles Dickens. I've always wanted to read a Jane Austen book. But I was always just kind of afraid that kind of, like, some of the other classics that I tried to read, that it would just be too old and I wouldn't really be able to understand or get into the story. But then I discovered that, like, all of Jane Austen's books are actually free on Kindle. And probably, like, Charles Dickens' books are, too. Like, I honestly don't know. But, yeah, all of hers were, like, free. So I downloaded one. I downloaded Emma. And I went into it not really expecting to love it or anything. And to my surprise, I actually did love it. It was really, really good. And I read, like, her books are pretty long. But I read it, and I loved it. And I had all of her other books downloaded, but instead of reading them on Kindle, because it's not my favorite thing, I decided that because I loved Emma, I would probably love her other books too, so I was just gonna wait and buy them and then be able to read the physical copies. So I found a really pretty, like, leather-bound collection of all 7 of Jane Austen's novels, and it's in this humongous leather-bound book. It's got, like, gold-edged pages and everything. And it's so pretty, and it was like $20 at Barnes & Noble, a collector's edition. So I bought it. And I've been reading Sense and Sensibility, and I also really like it. It's not as good as Emma. I'm almost done with the story, actually. But it's still really good, and I'm really excited to read Pride and Prejudice. And so, yeah. Now I can proudly say that I've read the classics now. Like, real classics, like Jane Austen and stuff. And if you've never read any of her books and you don't know if you would really like them, then I would just suggest, like, because you can download, like, the Kindle app on your phone for free, which is what I did, and then find one of her books for free and try it out, see if you like it. And you might discover that, like me, that you actually love it. And because I love Jane Austen so much at this point, I've started, like, buying other classics and deciding to take a chance on those also. So I bought Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte at this place that sells like books for really cheap, and it was only $2, but it is brand new, and so I'm gonna try it. It's a really thick book. It's like, gosh, how many pages is this? It's like over 600 pages, so it's like a massive book, but yeah, I'm looking forward to reading it. I've never read anything by Bronte before, and I also got A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, found it at Goodwill yesterday when I went, and it's really nice, like, leather-bound. It's got, like, a ribbon bookmark and, like, gold lettering on the front. And this is supposedly one of, like, Dickens, like, his best novel ever, so I'm looking forward to reading it. My mom said that she saw the movie a long time ago and loved it, so, yeah, we'll see how this goes. Guys, if you read classics, you know of any that are just super good and you want to recommend to me, please do, because I don't know a lot about classic literature. I'm just now getting into reading it, so yeah, if you have any suggestions for me, please call in and tell me about them so I can buy them and read them. And if you read classics, I'd love to hear, like, your favorite ones, or your experience, if you like them or if you don't. So yeah, I think that might be it for today. Alright, so that's it for the book talk today, but I do have a call-in that I would like to share with you all, and then stay tuned for after the call-in, because I have something really special at the end of today's episode. I have a song for you, and, yeah, don't go anywhere.
Hello, just wanted to leave a call-in here. I saw that you applauded my segment on Ethan Ann's Laurel or Yanny episode, so yeah, I decided to stop by your channel, and I listened to your episode on coffee and if it could kill you, and your get to know me episode, and yeah, I really enjoyed what I heard, so I will definitely be listening in the future. And it's funny, I'm kind of similar to you. I really love coffee. My favorite topic in school, I was also homeschooled, so it was also Bible, and I also hated math. So yeah, just wanted to give a call in to say keep up the good work, and I'll be listening in the future. God bless.
Thank you so much for the call-in. I really appreciate it, and I loved listening to it. I love getting call-ins, and yours was really nice. Thank you so much for the favorite, for listening to my stuff, and applauding. I'm so glad that you like it and that you'll be listening more. And I love that we have so much in common. It's awesome to meet new people that we have the same likes about stuff. And yeah, so it's really cool. It's really fun. Thank you again. Yeah, hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And I'll try to listen to your podcast very, very soon. So, without further ado, the moment that you have all been waiting for, Reading Books All Night, a parody that I wrote of just the chorus of Ships in the Night by Matt Carney. I hope you enjoy it. Reading books all night, you think I've lost my mind. Sleep deprived, yeah, maybe you're right. Well, just give me coffee, I'll be okay. What else can I say? Pull out the flashlight, read books all night, I'll be alright. Don't need daylight, just a flashlight to read all night. It's past midnight, ruin my eyesight. Don't feel contrite, reading books all night. Reading books all night. And that marks the end of today's Bookish Ramblings, episode 8. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, keep reading those books, keep drinking your coffee. I'll see you all, or not see you all, but you will hear me later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.